USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the G7 summit over and President Trump back in Washington, D.C., there seems to be some renewed optimism that a trade deal can be reached between the United States and China. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis believes a trade deal needs to be done.
Sooner or later, we've got to recognize the two are intertwined. If they are, if we're the near-peer competitor to China in 2050, we'll look back at this time having not taken strong action as probably a missed opportunity.
A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked an 8-week abortion ban from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday, but will allow certain parts of the law to move forward, including the ban on abortions based on race, sex, or disability. The ban provided exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies that were a result of rape or incest, which result in less than 2% of abortions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Iran's president says he's not ready to hold talks with President Trump as of now. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
A day after President Trump opened the door to possibly meeting Iran's president at the appropriate time, Tehran reacts. In a televised speech, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said there will be no such talks until the sanctions against Iran are lifted.
Lift all illegal sanctions. If you don't do this, the lock will remain closed.
That's Rouhani speaking through an interpreter. He also accused President Trump of simply wanting a photo op with him. He said Trump should instead just use Photoshop.
A former Google and Uber executive is facing federal charges for stealing self-driving car trade secrets. The U.S. attorney in San Jose, California, is charging Anthony Lewandowski with stealing or attempting to steal confidential files from Google subsidiary Waymo. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
20 states are suing the Trump administration over new rules that would allow illegal alien families to be held while they're awaiting deportation proceedings. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Fox News this is what needs to be done.
The new FLORS regulation, not only does it meet the FLORS settlement agreement parameters, it actually exceeds them for the care that we will provide in these residential centers for these children. In addition to that, it actually will make sure that the families are held together. This is not about indefinite detention. If anybody says that, that's an absolute lie. We're wanting to hold them together as a family in a good, safe environment just during the immigration proceedings, which history has showed us takes between 40 and 60 days. If we put limitations in there, then they game the system and they get past that and we end up having to release them. So putting that word in there allows us to maintain them during the process.
Tropical Storm Dorian is on the march toward Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has been declared. The storm is currently packing sustained winds of 50 miles an hour and is expected to be a hurricane as it passes over Puerto Rico late Tuesday or Wednesday morning. More from National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felchin.
This storm could be anything from a broken tropical depression all the way up to a hurricane by the time we get towards the latter part of the week. We really are in a wait-and-see mode to see what transpires over the next few days.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.